I'd like to welcome to the Radio Cafe Tim Rogers. He's Trails Program Manager with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So this is National Bike Month, and it's the beginning of bike season as the weather turns warm. How is Santa Fe doing as a bicycle-friendly city?
Well, you may have heard that we've received some recognition as a bicycle-friendly city from the League of American Bicyclists. We got an honorable mention a few years back, and we've been slowly climbing the rungs of the ladder so that we are now recognized at the silver level, which is pretty good. Best in New Mexico, at least. I think it's appropriate. I think we've been doing a lot of work on the multi-use trails in town and making sure new roads have bike lanes. We're now working on putting bike lanes on existing roads where we can. So I think that's all reflected in this silver status that we've earned.
How is the relationship between bicycles and cars at this point? I mean, I still see oblivious drivers, and I also see oblivious bicyclists who are going on the wrong side of the road and all kinds of things. It seems like we've got a ways to go. What's your perception?
Well, I can't disagree with you. I think we have motorists and bicyclists who are not quite behaving perfectly. I think things have changed a lot in the close to 20 years that I've been in this area. I think that motorists expect bicycles and accept bicycles more than they have in the past. I would like to see bicyclists in our streets behaving like vehicles. And bicyclists have the rights and responsibilities of vehicles. So when you're riding on the wrong side of the street or even riding on the sidewalk, not only is it against the law, but it's actually not a very safe way to ride. So I do see, especially we have a lot of recreational cyclists, we have mountain bikers now, and I think a lot of cyclists are not used to being in the traffic flow, and I think it's an issue of comfort, really. I think cyclists need to learn that it really works better when you behave like a operator of a vehicle.
There are a lot of roads that have shoulders that could be construed as bike lanes, but it's not really clear whether they're officially bike lanes or not. And sometimes, for example, the city puts up temporary signs saying, work ahead or whatever in the middle of those lanes, which would suggest that they're not bike lanes. How are bicyclists to think of those sort of alleyways on the sides of car, roads for cars?
Well, that's a good question. It really takes the cyclist's judgment to decide if this space next to the travel lane is sufficient to use. We do have shoulders on our highways and shoulders on some city streets and county roads that are not marked as bike lanes but do serve as bike lanes. In some cases, these shoulders are very narrow, and so cyclists do need to be aware that it may make more sense to take the travel lane, to actually ride in the travel lane rather than squeezing into an area that's too small and inviting motorists to pass, which may not be the safest thing.
Now, there's a bicycle master plan, and I was wondering if you could talk about that. What is it? Where are we at with it? How much of it is roads? How much of it is trails? What are we talking about?
Sure. I worked with the Santa Fe Metropolitan Planning Organization to create the Santa Fe Metropolitan Bicycle Master Plan. And we had a lot of help from the community. We had a lot of public meetings. We had a citizens advisory group that helped guide the plan. And it did encompass road improvements as well as trail improvements. And it also looked at other strategies, such as education of bicyclists and motorists, encouragement of cyclists to or people to try bicycling, and even enforcement strategies. The city has really been focusing on the list of projects that's in that plan. We had a big boost right off the bat as the plan was being completed. The city was working on the 2012 Parks and Trails bond, and the Bicycle and Trails Advisory Committee advised the city to link that bond directly to the projects in the Bike Master Plan that were listed in the first phase, Phase A. So even before the plan was finished, we already had the implementation strategy was in place, and that's what the city's been working on for the last couple of years.
I've heard people make the assumption that a city like Santa Fe, if it has good bike trails, then people won't have cars. They just will give up their cars. But it seems to me that everybody, even who rides bikes a lot, they'll continue to have cars, but they just might use them less because there's so many places you can't get by bike just because of distance. What's your take on that? Do you see anybody actually saying, I don't need a car anymore?
Well, sure, there are people who go car-free. There are people who've been car-free for years that realize that they need a car on occasion. So I think it takes a specific individual and specific circumstances to really be able to go 100% bicycle or bicycle plus walking. You can include transit in there, and that really helps your range. You know, and we do have not only transit in the city, we have the Rail Runner, we have some regional transit, but I can't say that the system's robust enough that people who have a car will feel like they don't need it anymore. I think bicycle trips can substitute car trips, and that's great for everybody. I think we are in a time now when there's going to be more and more options now that we have not only a taxi service, but now we have new services where you can hail a virtual cab, a cab-like driver online or with an app. We also, I think, car sharing is something that's coming to New Mexico. And so I think people are looking for options, and I think it will be possible to not own your own car but still use a car at the times when you really need one, so that you know, for people who want to go mostly bike, they won't have to make that big investment in their own private car.
There's an event coming up called the Rail Yard Community Cruise. What is that, given the yacht-free nature of this city?
Well, you know, when you talk about a cruise around here, I guess you're either in a low rider or on a bicycle. And so a cruise on a bike is similar to in a low rider. It's just a nice, easy, slow ride. And I've been doing community cruises. This will be the 8th annual community cruise, although there have been others dotted in there. We've done a few Southside community cruises. We did the second annual Southside community cruise a couple weeks ago. Normally I've done the community cruise on the day after Bike to Work Day, which was last week. Now that we have the Bike and Brew Festival, there's just so much going on and a lot of interesting, great things to do. I've pushed it back to National Trails Day, which is June 6th. And the intent of the community cruise is, in addition to just having fun and seeing parts of the city that people might not know that well, it's to get people out who may not be confident or knowledgeable enough to be able to not only find our urban trails, but figure out how to connect from one trail to another. There's only a couple cases where they directly connect to each other, but there's always mellow roads that you can take to make those connections. And so on the community cruise, we get out there typically with anywhere from 25 to 50 people and on bikes. And, you know, it's family friendly. I love to have people with trailers or tag-alongs or kids on bikes. And, you know, we'll look at the major trails, the rail trail, the Acequia trail, the river trail, and how to make those connections in between. Because once you learn to make those connections, you know, you can start using this system for transportation.
So that's on the 6th of June, which is a Saturday, starting at 9:30, and you're going to meet at the Santa Fe Rail Yard Plaza Water Tower. It's free, and people can call you for more information at 989-7019. And people just basically show up that morning with their bike?
That's right. We're planning on leaving at 9:30, or at least we'll gather at 9:30. And that's right. Come with a bike, and we'll provide the rest.
How have the various bike events this month gone so far? I mean, we're already more than halfway through National Bike Month, but have people been coming out?
Oh, I think so. You know, the weather has certainly been a challenge this year. You know, we got rain and snow. We got rain for Bike to Work Day, and we got snow on Saturday, one of the big days in the Bike and Brew Festival.
Right, right.
We did get good weather, I think, for the Santa Fe Century. But we had so much snow, I was actually skiing at the time. but that's unusual, obviously, for mid-May. Certainly with these events happening over this past weekend, it was hard to not notice that there were a lot of bicyclists and mountain bikers, road bikers, just people cruising on a regular bike out to check out some of the festivities that were happening. You couldn't go more than a block in the city without seeing another bicyclist.
Very nice. So you are the Trails Program Manager with Santa Fe Conservation Trust. You are not only talking about bike trails, but every kind of trail.
Well, that's right. I mean, most of our trails are multi-use trails, meaning that they're for bicyclists as well as hikers and even in most cases, equestrians. Santa Fe Conservation Trust is a land trust agency working on preserving open space. Trails have always been a big part of that, preserving access to open space and through open space to other trails that are farther away. That's always been a focus of the trust. And now we have a contract with the city of Santa Fe as the trails volunteer coordinator. I get to organize volunteers to help maintain the trails. It also includes a lot of promotional work and helping the city with planning.
Well, Tim Rogers, I want to thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. And if people want to talk with Tim about bikes or about the Rail Yard Community Cruise or anything else, his number is 989-7019. Tim Rogers, Santa Fe Conservation Trust, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.